Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
Attention. 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 Do I have everybody's attention now? Burn it
down! This is the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast.
Finally!
Scotty Villa brings you your new favorite pro wrestling podcast.
There is nothing you could do that is more dangerous than wrestling CM Punk.
He's got the latest in covering all of the major promotions in professional wrestling.
Austin 316 says I just whipped your ass.
Breaking news and hot topics, he's covering everything from Monday night till Sunday night's main event.
I'm the hottest thing in professional wrestling. I'm Dr. Britt Baker.
And we never forget to go old school.
I was rowdy before rowdy was cool.
From the golden era.
The irresistible force meeting the immovable object.
To the attitude era.
And if you're not done with that, Philly's got two words for ya.
To the revolution.
It's about the 14 years it took me to go from undesirable to un-goddamn-deniable.
And everything in between.
Superkick Hotel!
This is your pro wrestling podcast. This is In My House.
Give me a hell yeah!
Welcome to my
Welcome, everybody, to the House Pro Wrestling Podcast. It's a new era. It's the Monday Night Mike era.
Ooh, look who showed up for work. Look who showed
up for work. With an address to all the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast faithful. Myself and UK Tom, that's right, are back in charge of creative of the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast. Thank you, Tom, for carrying the show on your back. The weeks I know you must be tired.
Always.
But it was a great effort. As you all know, Scotty V is still banned going into the new year. I get to decide this because I am 2024's In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast Booker of the Year. That's right. I know the most about pro wrestling. Everybody knows it. Everybody's talking about it. And now we are ushering in a new era of the WWE on today's show. We are talking about the very first Monday Night Raw on Netflix. Scotty Villa, we'll let you talk only this once. What did you think of Monday Night Show?
The hype was there. It's been there for a couple weeks now. I don't know where it started. I believe it was a dirt sheet that started saying this is going to be a WrestleMania-esque Monday Night Raw. I don't think that was the internet wrestling community starting that. So that the hype level was there. The open of the show happens. I'm feeling it. That cold open that they did was fantastic.
It was really, really well done. I really enjoyed that opening to Monday Night Raw.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys saw my tweet, but like it's pathetic, but that cold opening got me right in the feels.
Oh, for sure.
It was like, dude, wrestling is such a huge part of my life, and I never really realized that until I watched those videos.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they do them so often. Like, this is almost like a recycled package of all the greatest hits of WWE, but every time they do it, I'm still impressed. They just package it different, and I'm like, man, is wrestling ever cool?
It's the best. It is the best. That's why we do the show. That's why we watch it every week. That's why everyone listens. And thanks to all the listeners. I hope you all had a great holiday while we were a little bit away for a little bit there. But yeah, it hit a home run. We got the visual of the arena that they were in with a curtain around the ring. What'd you think of the arena, guys?
How fucking cool is that arena? I want to go there.
It's amazing. I heard on a podcast that you don't even get tickets for this. It scans your face.
It's your face. Yeah.
Wow. I mean, when you're a modern build, all the technology is thrown at it, right? Like
it is. I believe that's where the LA Clippers play. And the guy that runs the Clippers is super Like, I think he was with Microsoft for a long time.
There it is.
So,
so the most modern arena you could have.
Yeah, cool. Exactly. So I might be off on that, but he's with one of the big companies. But go ahead.
I thought the lasers or the lights or whatever they were that were in the seats.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
They were so cool.
It was awesome. It was awesome. So we get the introduction. Then Triple H is in the ring to give his welcome to the new era, which it kind of fell flat for me. I'm not going to lie. I didn't love it. I felt like he was trying to find the words that he was trying to say as he was in the ring performing, and there was no rehearsal. There was no prep. There's no plan. It kind of fell flat for me.
When that curtain dropped and he was stood in the ring with his head down and his hands on his nuts, I swear to God, I thought he was going to do the too cool dance. And I was very upset that he didn't do it. I don't need to yell anymore with this mic.
No, yeah, you're coming through loud and clear.
Yeah, man, you're real good. Yeah, go ahead.
I feel like Hunter is given the same speech time and time again. Like, it didn't wow me, but it didn't have to. Like, I mean, this is coming across to potentially a shit ton more viewers to Monday Night Raw, right? Because what did they say? 282 million subscribers to Netflix?
Yeah.
That's a massive number now. And I'm very curious. Like, I scoured today, but I didn't see any firm numbers from the live. And Netflix is just known to not. Like, they don't report their numbers very often. It's not shocking. I mean, it went off perfectly. We'll talk about the program, obviously, top to bottom. But I thought initially is where you'd see any hiccup with everyone getting on for the start of the live show, and not once. But yeah, it was standard Triple H affair to open a show like this.
I should say that my feelings is that this show was not meant for hardcore wrestling fans again. This was for a Netflix audience, the casual fan that got caught by the massive ads and promotion of WWE's going to Netflix. You do not want to miss this. If you've ever watched wrestling in your life, this is a show you cannot miss. And in the arena, I think there's a good chunk of the crowd that was suits and executives. And that's why sure. I don't believe it was as loud as we hoped. It definitely wasn't as loud as I'd hoped. I was hoping for a much louder crowd, but this show wasn't for the diehards. Sure, we got matches that us diehards have been watching storylines for the last few weeks, months, even year or so that we're all excited for. I was pumped for every match, even though it feels like they changed a bunch of matches and a lot of stuff didn't happen that was somewhat promoted in the last couple of weeks. So I have to take myself out of that because there's a lot that I nitpicked or after the fact, I was like, that wasn't very good. That wasn't what I was hoping. But it's not for me. It's not for diehards, in my opinion.
But that's an oxymoron. It can't be a WrestleMania-worthy Raw and not be for the diehards. Like
I agree.
WrestleMania is the diehard of diehard of the shows. Like, yesterday...
I don't agree.
You and I have switched. Yesterday, you were... not negative about the show, but you weren't loving it whilst we were watching it, and I was. And today, we've switched.
Yeah.
Because the show, in my opinion, was fucking shit. First, my big thing. 4 matches in 3 hours? Fuck off.
Yeah, it sounds like Monday Night Raw.
It does.
Sounds like you watched an episode of Monday Night Raw.
But like,
I'll tell you this, just on that one note, for me, if they do that again, like if that's the trend in like every Raw episode for the next month, then I'm going to be mad. This was a giant promotion of WWE's on Netflix, and here we are. It was nothing but promotion.
It was perfect way to say that. Suck it to Netflix. Make it be known, say Netflix every chance you get, and make it a big deal. But you're right. Episode 2 is next week of the Netflix era. Let's put that in a little more seamless, and let's get back to business. And let's get into the show deep here before we start just shitting on it as a whole, as we're known to do here on the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast. obviously the show starts off huge with that opening promo from Triple H, but then we get right in to Dwayne The Rock Johnson,
who said the square root of fuck all in about 35 minutes.
Sure. His presence was exactly what Netflix wanted.
Yes.
Yeah.
Here's my disconnect with it.
Okay.
The last two, maybe three times, last handful of times we've seen The Rock, he's been full-blown heel. He's been busting open Cody Rhodes, jumping him in the parking lot, making him bleed, talking shit about his mom, all that stuff, which loved heel Rock, loved the final boss.
Yeah.
On social media, he can be a good guy, bad guy. He can be Dwayne, whatever he wants. Last time we saw The Rock was at the end of Bad Blood, at the end of the tag team match with Roman and Cody versus the Usos. Rock comes out, does 1, 2, 3 with his fingers, and then does the throat slash towards Cody and Roman, the guys in the ring. So our assumption is that he's going towards those guys. Now we get The Rock on the first episode of Monday Night Raw on Netflix, and he's pure babyface. He's babyfacing left and right, kissing ass to the execs, saying thank you to Cody Rhodes, who is for some fucking reason in the goddamn crowd. I'll get into that in a bit. And just thanking everybody. We get babyface Rock. We get Dwayne in a way, right? But it's The Rock. He comes out to The Rock's music. He does all The Rock's taglines. He does everything The Rock does. To me, it's a massive disconnect because we saw him full-blown heel last year. And now all of a sudden, for no reason whatsoever, outside of the fact that they're on Netflix now, he's full-blown babyface. To me, this is Vince booking. This is, I'm not saying Vince is actually booking it, but this is where we're not going to connect the dots. They're not going to remember heel Rock. Fuck it. We just need the moment. Don't worry about storyline. We just need the moment. And that's what we got in that opening. That's why I didn't like it.
Well, they also made it very clear that Rock's not working anymore. Like, because they threw away the Cody and the Roman match.
Oh, no, I don't believe any of that to be true. I think The Rock is going to work. I think they're treating this appearance, as every suit does. Out of those 282 million subscribers, how many already watched wrestling?
Right.
We want Dwayne The Rock Johnson, the superstar, to come out and do this. I think you... I mean, sure, the diehard who wants every dot connected, and let's get real, I think the Hunter era has been really good at connecting those dots. On a move like this, you needed Dwayne. This Dwayne wasn't for us.
We could have had Dwayne that wasn't for us without him sucking Cody's dick in the crowd.
Agreed.
It's to get every star, like, hey, this is Cody Rhodes,
here.
Right?
Yeah, Cody's
here.
Yeah,
Cody did it. Run in 5 minutes later. We did not need any interaction between Cody and The Rock.
True. If you want to look at it that way, but like The Rock giving you the rub means everything. Like, oh, Dwayne shouting out this person. Again, like we're thinking of it like this first big Netflix episode. I'm hoping it's back to business for WWE week two. I'll tell you in 20 minutes after I watch the YouTube recap of WWE Netflix week two. But you're right. Like, Scotty, I hear you. I still think the final boss Rock is still going to be there. I very much so think that it's going to be Dwayne and Roman at Mania. I do still firmly believe that is in the cards for Mania.
I hope I'm wrong.
Yeah, I mean, it's at this point, like, it could be. That's the good cap off to the Bloodline storyline. If you wanted to do it right, he would have put the Ulafala right on his neck.
Yeah.
And then dropped Roman after that match, which let's get to that match. The show started off very hot, in my opinion.
Yes.
With the tribal combat match between Roman Reigns and Solo Sikoa. Scotty left. He's so upset.
No, I'm here. Keep going. Just keep
going. I really like this match. I usually think Raw wrestling matches aren't really my cup of tea. I think WWE builds for big shows. That's where their big performances tend to happen. It's pretty really talking about a Raw match, but I really, really enjoyed Roman and Solo. I think it had the right kind of shenanigans too that got us all.
It had fun shenanigans and unexpected shenanigans too, because I did not expect Kevin Owens.
Popped me. like and, legit popped me when he was in the ring.
And he just appeared out of nowhere and dropped him.
Yep.
It was great. And then we got that fantastic moonsault, which I love from Jacob Fatu every time I see it. Then we got Cody, which I think as soon as we saw Kevin, like we knew that was happening, but it was fun.
It's a new way to connect the dots, right? Hey, tune into SmackDown. These guys are going to be there talking there. They're building up to the Rumble. Like it's again, we're not factoring into this new audience.
We also got Sammy.
The great Canadian legend.
Ruined a Canadian perfectly legend. Good Monday Night Raw, right?
Sami Zayn with the Haluva kick heard around the world. It was great. It was great.
Or the Halloumi kick, as James would say.
I enjoyed the match too. Not going to lie. It was kind of a cut and paste Roman match where it starts off real slow. Then the last few minutes are bang, 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 which I'm not hating on it at all. One bit. I didn't really like the slowness. I was like, this is not how you start a match on Netflix, the first match ever, but I got it. I hate that we're calling this match a tribal combat match, and it's no different than any other street fight, hardcore match, team rules match. Drives me nuts. It's such a big fucking, what are you doing here, guys? But because there's a street fight next week on Raw. It's going to look the exact same. There's no tribal combat difference at all.
Oh, no. One of them next week will be wearing jeans. That's the only difference.
Oh, yeah. Is it going to be Finn Balor? Or is it going to be Damian?
It was so funny even that Amanda messaged. She's like, what's tribal fighting? I'm like, you mean tribal combat. And it just means there's no rules.
Yeah. Which is,
it's dumb.
That is exactly my point. A fan that doesn't watch wrestling, but it caught her interest for whatever reason it may be. She texts you to be like, why is this tribal fighting when it's just fighting? Like there's no need for the tribalism part in this match. If you're not going to try to make it somewhat special or different, it's the most annoying thing. I hate it so much, but We got a whole bunch of fun at the end of the match. We got Roman taking the win from Solo. The Rock comes out, takes the Ulafala from Paul Heyman and places it on Roman's neck. They hug, they embrace. We all thought, oh, he's going to kick him in the dick. Something's going to happen. It didn't. A lot of people think that's a one and done. It's over and done. I don't. I think this is just the beginning of a chapter for building up between Roman and The Rock.
I also agree. I really do think the plan is going to be Roman and The Rock.
I hope so.
Despite all the rumors that Moana, the live action movie, is doing reshoots right now. People were telling me that today. I'm like, I don't care. I don't fuck. Just, it's fine. Everything's fine. Don't worry about it.
Moving on.
We got plenty of celebrity cameos. There's plenty of celebrities in the crowd throughout the night. They definitely made a good job of showing all the celebrities so they could be like, hey, Entertainment Tonight. Fucking the cast of Boy Meets World is here, which
I hadn't thought about that.
What's that?
So with the WWE to Netflix, that opens this up, like we said, to a whole new audience who are not from the States, like myself.
Mm-hmm.
And of all of those celebrities they showed, I knew who one of them were. I wonder if anyone is going to be like, hey, the Netflix audience don't give a shit about this. Don't show these fucking morons in the crowd.
I think it was for the Netflix American audience.
But I thought Raw wasn't on Netflix. Oh, it is. Raw is on Netflix in the States.
That's the whole big thing is Raw's in Netflix in America, but the rest of the world gets the WWE network, essentially.
Oh, we get everything.
We get everything.
But still, yeah. I was like, one person, I knew who they were.
Yeah, I think you're in the minority on this one, pal. Yeah,
I knew. I knew everyone. They should.
Yeah. Macaulay Culkin got the biggest pop of the night.
Biggest pop of the night.
You guys are North American. You'll know them. Everyone I've talked to back. Who the fuck are all these people?
I don't. Who the fuck are these people? You're not under a fucking rock there.
Yeah, like we don't watch that shit. Like, who is this fucking Topanga bitch.
Whoa.
Why didn't they have anyone from Coronation Street?
Exactly. Where's the
Where's Robbie Street? Williams? Whatever his name is.
Yeah. Why wasn't any one of the doctors from Doctor Who
I mean, I wouldn't know who any of them are either.
Up next,
moving on though,
one of my biggest issues with the show is, and this isn't a just shit on Monday Night Raw show, but it did massive numbers and all this. The commentary was so fucking lacking of energy from beginning to end. It drove me nuts. If I didn't know that this is the blow off match between Rhea Ripley and Liv Morgan for the championship after this year long feud, they didn't tell it to me. Not in an exciting way that would make me want to go, holy fuck, I need to call so-and-so to be like, this match has happened. They're finally having that final blow-off match. Pat Mac, I believe...
You try and be energetic watching that shit.
It was... Watch the very opening shot of Monday Night Raw when they're doing the camera over the arena. It's flat. It's dead. Michael Cole has no energy and excitement in his voice. But if you put on an episode of Monday Night Raw from fucking middle of 1998, JR's losing his goddamn mind because they're in Tupelo, Mississippi, for fuck's sakes. But
JR on commentary now.
My God.
No, what I'm saying is they need to do a better job of doing commentary to get people excited. They did not do that. I think they got told, relax and have fun, and they relaxed and had fun a little bit too much last night, both Michael Cole and Pat McAfee.
Pat McAfee is that rub to the commentary desk.
Oh, he's amazing.
Pat. I don't know if you watch the Pat McAfee show. He ain't JR. He ain't the king.
That's where Michael Cole's job is to talk people into sticking around and watching this. And I don't think he did a good job of that last night. But anyway, we'll get into the women's match. It was Rhea Ripley fighting to try to win back her women's world championship.
Are you sure you want to? We're just skipping over John Cena? You just wanted to skip over John Cena completely?
I've wanted to skip over John Cena his entire fucking career. I actually don't want to see him. He says that all the time.
You're gonna.
And I don't want to see him. But we can talk about fucking JC here.
The last time is now, Scotty. Yeah,
can't end fast enough.
The second the music hit, I was just like, oh, Scotty's hating this. The second it started, I thought it was a fine promo. I did.
John Cena fucking Fisher-Price promo.
It's got my usual complaints from pretty much any promo on Raw. It's too fucking long. Shut up and roll.
We are talking about Monday Night Raw, right?
Yeah.
To say you're going in the Rumble, great. Guys like us get nervous when you hear that. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh no. John Cena.
Don't do that.
Yeah, don't do that.
Please don't.
But I don't think they should push for the 17th. I really don't think they should.
You know they're going to. The second he says, I'm not going to do that, and I'm not going to do this, and I'm not pushing for this, they're 100% going to fucking do it. Tries me bonkers. Yeah, wouldn't surprise me if they did it next month at Elimination Chamber.
I mean, for the kids, like, he's... I can see... I'm with you, Scotty. Yeah. John Cena was never a guy I liked either.
Not my guy.
Clearly, for the style of wrestling I like. But for kids, like, I thought the only time we say never around here is when we say never give up. I'm like, that's lame, but awesome, kids. Like, that is some Hogan shit where I was just like, that works. Like, but that's cool.
The kids that were Cena fans are like 18 now.
Yeah, still virgins. Still loving it.
I mean, wrestling fans, so probably.
Yeah,
now we can move on from John Cena. He looks old. The man is aged. Yeah,
that's the first thing I said.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kept his hat on though.
Of course he did. He's just as bald as Tom and I.
I was gonna say I would keep my hat on too. I would find a way to keep my hat on whilst wrestling.
Kurt Angle style, just put a gimmick over top. Mike, you had said it in the group chat last night during the Women's World Heavyweight Championship match. This is the best match between the two women. I agreed. I thought the match was fine. I didn't have any issues with it. I loved the finish with Rhea stopping Liv's finisher and then like slamming her down and then hitting two of her finishing moves back to back to get the win. I'm happy with it. I'm glad that this is the end. I'm curious to see who Rhea's got coming up in Mania season here. And I'm also very curious to see how you keep Liv Morgan relevant.
You don't.
Wow. But I kind of have, I can't argue against that point. How do you?
They haven't really
none of us have
up,
ideas. Like
they
I
haven't built up the women's roster outside of those two in a year.
And yet those two have put on three fucking stinkers in the last year.
I didn't think this was a stinker.
I didn't think
it was. I really didn't.
It wasn't.
Yeah,
good.
Like I actually, if I was to like give lettered, I'd say it's a B. Like I think they
delivered.
I mean, I think it's a whole hell of a lot better than Drew and Jay was.
That wasn't good either, but I never ever want to see these two wrestle again.
And you probably outside of like a rumble.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
Tear down.
That's
yeah.
Fine. Yeah.
I think they'll keep them apart. I'm hoping at Mania we get Rhea versus Io.
Cool. Yeah.
I'd love that.
Of course I'd watch that.
I'd love that. You've got
the match.
Go ahead.
The match I actually want, and I know we're not going to get, is Rhea versus Dominic.
No, yeah, we're not.
But
I'm with you. I would love that
want
too.
I think that's much fun, but I also want to see what Rhea and Io can do in the ring together.
I'd love to see that. I'd love to see Rhea and Charlotte again. Those two work very well. And I'm super curious about what Charlotte Flair is going to do when she returns. So, plus
get injured.
Jesus.
Huge pop.
But what do we got? What happened next on the show there, Mike?
Well, it was my favorite wrestler, Jay.
Oh, you forgot the Undertaker.
Oh, that's right.
Right.
The American Badass gave the unnecessary rub for someone who is already hella over. That's right. Get him out on his motorcicles. My least favorite version of the Undertaker.
Yeah, that's fair. I still popped, but
of course, like they're throwing out all the stops, and he's just like, "You just want to ride on a motorcycle, throw the fist up in the air." He's like, "Yep, I can."
He would have got the Hogan treatment if he tried to talk.
Oh, let's talk. We'll talk about Hogan next. Yeah.
Okay. I do want to say I loved the Undertaker rub to Rhea. You could tell from the second Rhea's entrance came out when Michael Cole said, if you look up the definition of superstar in the dictionary, it's a picture of Rhea Ripley. They're putting Rhea over huge for that Netflix audience now. She is the one to watch along with CM Punk, in my opinion. So.
Where have you been? Rhea's over. They have put her there.
Yeah.
She has been there.
They're just doubling down. Get the rub from the dead man. Everyone knows who the Undertaker
sounds like
is.
Sounds like Michael Cole is doing his job then.
It wasn't exciting.
You said he wasn't
exciting. It wasn't exciting. He was reciting words. It wasn't exciting. Anyway, fucking just move on. Move on.
Hulkamania. Hulk Hogan. Probably my favorite part of tuning into a 3-hour ride. I didn't need to.
Eesh.
Man, listen. Who thought in their right goddamn mind? Like, first of all, real American beer? Stone Cold must be pissed.
Yeah.
But to have him come out in California, you chose for Hogan to come out thinking like, they'll forget about that Trump stuff. Nope.
No, they won't.
And they didn't. They booed the man out of the building relentlessly.
I popped more for Jimmy Hart than I did for Hogan.
Man, you love Jimmy Hart. I do not like Jimmy Hart at all.
I love Jimmy Hart.
Jimmy Hart is a fucking camera mark that, there's a camera. I need to be on it. I don't care if it makes sense in pro wrestling or not. I'm going to suck the camera's D the whole time. Yeah, baby. He's going to do it. Jimmy Hart, just not.
Get yourself
guy.
Over.
But, I think that Bobby the Brain Heenan is resting comfortably knowing that Hulkamania is fucking dead.
Sure, man. Well, it sucks for your Netflix audience, right? Like, there's
big
regions
time.
That would have worked, but to get relentlessly booed, like, it was awesome. Where I was just like, oh no, brother, this is not going your way at all. There's no turning it around. No thing you can say from the past is gonna pop people. You can't mention the who's who of superstars to get even that pop.
They booed Andre the Giant.
Yeah, it to everyone. He's just like, don't say anyone's name. I wish the man had an earpiece or like wrap it up.
It was bad. I had to watch
it
again.
Way,
Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
I think the only way it could have been any worse is if they'd started the shut the fuck up chant.
Oh, yeah.
That would have been amazing. I had to watch it again for work today. Because that was one of the number one things that people came up to me to ask about. And I listened back to see if there's any cheering at all. There's none. It's solid booze. So Hulkamania is dead.
Don't have him come back out. Come on, Hunter. You learned that lesson.
Hulkamania is dead and Terry Bollera killed it.
Yeah.
That's right.
Moving on to Jey Uso versus Drew McIntyre, in which it definition of a Monday Night Raw wrestling match. Whoo, guys, Travis Scott smoking a blunt. Love to see it. You just love to see someone getting weeded during Jey Uso's entrance. It all makes sense.
You're right. It was a typical Monday Night Raw match. It just was there to, I believe, make sure that people watching on Netflix knew that Jey Uso is one of our superstars and Drew McIntyre is one of our superstars. You're going to see these guys every week. So here's a chunk of that story.
To let them know, Drew McIntyre is not one of our superstars.
My favorite part of the entire Monday Night Raw is that wide shot of Michael Cole trying to climb on the table.
The shenanigans during... Oh, there's another thing too with this Raw Netflix and its four matches. I didn't need to hear Jey Uso's song for 20 minutes. I sure as hell didn't need to hear Seth Rollins' song for 20 minutes. Sweet Christ. Let's tighten those shows up moving forward. I get that there is a level of spectacle here, but my God, without commercials cutting that gap, you are in a rough spot.
Yeah, I think they'll fine tune that where we're getting video packages, because those were commercial breaks for the US audience. They're getting ads in their Netflix if they're not getting paying for a higher tier. So I think we'll be getting more video packages and backstage stuff, because that's what they promised. They said we'll get more stuff like that.
I wouldn't be surprised if they just went, if you're not paying for the higher tier, fuck you, you're going to miss stuff.
Yeah.
Which is weird, because when you load it up, it says your live event could have ads. Live event thing. Yeah, right when you load it up, it says that. But for us, like, clearly it was just, here's a video package or those cuts to say, like, commercial start, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I think we all pay for the middle tier of Netflix. None of us are getting the 4K package.
No. Why did you say that Drew McIntyre is not one of the stars? Because he lost?
Yes.
This isn't my original idea. I heard this today on Busted Open, but this was a babyface show. Every babyface, no heels lost.
Okay.
So I think it was just a show for, this is a feel good show. We'll get back to regular business next week. So, but anyway, go on.
Did you see Drew McIntyre's tweet today that it made me howl?
Yes.
It might've been last night, actually. Yeah, I had a contact high.
that's good.
Yeah. does that take us to our main event?
It does.
Perfect.
Four matches. Here's one thing I'll say about the lead up to the Netflix era. I probably did myself a disservice by hyping this up to what it should have been in my mind. Me it's too. My own fault. I should have known going in. I've been burned after every WrestleMania, after every pay-per-view. I decide to tune into Monday Night Raw after four. That Monday Night Raw is still Monday Night Raw, but yes, we got Seth Rollins versus CM Punk. And yes, I do believe this should have probably got saved for a big show, but I think this is a good wrestling match. I do. I think the crowd being split also really got me into it, where I'm like, okay, this is the kind of fandom I'm in for. It's like, we appreciate both these guys. So getting someone to be the true bad guy and true good guy was hard to do in a match like this. But I thought the performance was fine. It was a good match.
It was better than I expected for me. I wasn't sure with Punk, you know, he's older, he doesn't work that much, and I'm always worried he's got injuries coming, because he gets injured, you know, relatively often, but since he's come back from his latest injury, he's done well. He's worked Hell in a Cell, he's worked War Games, and he's come out great. I thought they started hot, like, they were in and out of the ring, they were doing big moves on the table, off the table, It was great. I was really, really happy with this match. It was a great TV match. And Punk went over clean. There was no shenanigans, no nothing. Went over clean. That makes me worry for Seth Rollins. What are you doing with Seth Rollins after this? That's my concern.
Mid-card, where he should be.
Damn. UK Tom just laying into the heel status. Love it.
I didn't say he should be on speed. It could be worse.
Yeah, you're right. It could be. I mean, maybe not a bad spot.
Upper mid-card.
I think they showed for sure that Rhea Ripley and CM Punk are the faces of Monday Night Raw on Netflix right now. They are the top two baby faces that you need to tune in and watch every single week. And then you're going to get Drew McIntyre as a bad guy. Seth Rollins, I believe, will be turning into a bad guy. I don't know what's happening with Rhea Ripley, but if Seth is turning heel, you can bring back Becky and have her as a heel as well, trying to go after that women's championship. There's things to do, but they made a statement with, these are our baby faces on this show. You need to tune in to watch what they're going to do next.
So you're right. Maybe this is like good groundwork to say, here are baby faces. Then next week when I tune in, I better see the heels whoop some fucking ass.
I'd hope so. That's how you build those stories and get people you've emotionally invested these people with the Netflix audience. Now you need to do a lot of heel damage.
Also, touching on next week's Raw, I think Chad Gable is the perfect person to put Penta in the ring with on his
yes. Own. Yep.
And I'm very excited for that.
Even Chad's
me too.
About it.
In all the clips I watch on YouTube yeah. will be dynamite.
Chad's tweet about it is like, I don't care who it is. I bet his mask falls off, or I hope his mask isn't on too tight. It just, he's doing a great job of saying he's going to beat every luchador out there. It's a fun little side project for American Alpha or American Academy or what American Made, whatever they're called. It's fine until I hope they get into something much more serious with the tag team division, because we all know that needs some help and they weren't represented at all last night. The War Raiders were in the crowd.
The World Heavyweight Champion wasn't even on the fucking show.
He had a great promo package that I think only us Canadians
give a flying fuck about a video package. Why was that man not on the show?
I hear you.
One reason.
Marks for life.
One reason. I'll give you two. One, the real world champion Cody Rhodes was there. Two, Sami Zayn beat him at WrestleMania last year. We're going to see who was on the show. Who was on the show? Sami Zayn was on the show. If you love this show, the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast, hit us up on the socials at In My House Pod. Give us a follow there. It's a lot of fun. We've got a lot of stuff going on. We got some cool stuff coming up this year. And it's the most fun time of the year right now. It's the road to WrestleMania. We're on the road to the Rumble. Mania is right behind. It's the most fun time to be a pro wrestling fan right now. So stay tuned. We've got a lot of great stuff coming up. Anything else you guys want to throw up before we sign off?
You're still banned.
Fuck Sami Zayn.
I shouldn't have asked that question. For UK yeah. Tom, Monday Night Mike, I'm Scotty Villa. This is the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast.
Welcome to my house. Play that music to now. Show me what you do now. We don't have to go out. Hey, hey, hey. Welcome to my house. Welcome to my house. Welcome to my house.
My house.
Yowie wowie.